Okay, thank you, sir.
Case number 10,438, Lyle White and Monica Dwyer, Route 54, east of Route 1, being Lot 2 within Friar Mobile Home Park, a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements, and a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
Good evening. Names and addresses, please.
David Epperson, 624 East Dupont Highway, Hillsborough, Delaware, sales manager for Manufactured Housing Council.
Monica Dwyer, 2 Gray's Lane, Bennett.
All right. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Go along with that. It gives you a Google map.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
How you doing?
Fine, sir. Can you explain these requests?
What Mrs. Dwyer would like to do is replace a family home of the 35 years at Gray's Trailer Park. It's an existing 10 by 40 single-wide mobile home. Mm-hmm. She would like to replace that with a 16 by 52 in the same footprint in that community. What you see before you is 2 Google maps showing you what it exists like from the air, plus 2 surveys, one of existing conditions and dimensions of what it looks like, and one of proposed after the 16 by 52 goes in. As you can see with the survey from Mr. Todd, most of the setbacks aren't met anyway, and his research with the county didn't find any completed plots for individual lots in that park. So you have 6 existing mobile homes in there, all within 10 to 7 feet of each other. I think what you'll find when you see the surveys that the setbacks for the 20-foot rule from structure to structure is not going to be met, and she wants to be able to put that home in there and conform to as much as that as she can. But she's not going to be able to meet that, and currently the 10-wide that's in there now doesn't meet it. Park is old. My initial contact with the county revealed that you had it slated at 10-foot setbacks all the way around, and the next day I was called and informed that you guys had reconformed the lot and grandfathered it in to 5-foot setbacks all the way around. And with no existing plotted lots, there are no side setbacks that I can determine that have to be followed, but she's not going to be able to conform to that 20-foot rule. And that's what she's asking you to do, is be able to put the 16 by 52 in there in the same footprint, basically. It's going to be a little bit wider and another 12 feet longer than the 40 foot. What we're trying to do with the front of the home is basically keep it in line with the existing homes that are there. The leading house going into that park is a 14 by 52 Fleetwood that was put in there about 10 years ago. So we're trying to stay with the leading edge of that so the rest of the community kind of falls in line with what she's trying to do.
What did you say there?
The leading house when you go into that park
is a 14,
is
by,
a 14 by 52, and it has an added deck on the front of the house facing Route 54. And it has about a 10 by 10 back deck, which is the closest structure that's going to be adjacent to that house. And I believe that's coming in at about 7.4 feet to that structure and 9.2, I believe, to the home to the left of it.
Susan, is there a variance on that one?
I do not think so. Okay. This is a very old park. Very, very old.
My family has been there for about 36 or 37 years.
And she has complete support from the owners of the community. She's already contacted them, and
they will agree to whatever I can, you know, legally get a variance for is fine with them, because we are such long-time tenants.
Okay. Kevin, any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? And Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10438. It's an old trailer park. Any violations in there that are allowed and make an offer of central care to the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,438. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Case number